Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus, we thank you that you have gathered us together to pour out your Spirit upon us. We are hungry, Lord. We are thirsty. We want to drink deeply of your Spirit.
Oh, 主耶稣，赞美你，赞美你，谢谢你聚集我们在这里，要来浇灌你的圣灵在我们当中，我们又饥又渴的要得着更多的你。
Jesus, you see us. We are empty vessels.
主耶稣，你看见我们都是倒空的器皿。
You have shown us our great emptiness.
你已经向我们显示我们是何等的虚空。
And you have asked us to lay certain things down at your feet that are in our nature.
你要我们把我们天性中的一些东西都摆放在你的脚前。
We thank you for the wonderful work you have done in our hearts.
我们感谢你在我们的心中所做的美好的工作。
We thank you for the teaching by the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你圣灵的教导。
That our worst enemy is our own self-life.
我们最大的仇敌就是我们的己生命。
And we have come to lay ourselves before you.
我们来到你面前，把我们的自己摆放在你脚前。
We are empty vessels.
我们是倒空的器皿。
And we want to receive of your spirit this morning.
今天早上我们要领受你的圣灵。
Oh, Jesus, pour out your Holy Spirit.
哦，主耶稣，求你浇灌下你的圣灵。
Don't let us leave the way we came to meeting today.
不要让我们离开的时候还是以前的样子。
Freely.
让我们得自由。
Accomplish your plan and purpose.
来完成你的旨意和你的使命。
And we give you all the glory, all the praise in Jesus' name.
我们把所有的荣耀和赞美都归给你，奉耶稣的名。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have heard some wonderful testimonies and reports about your classes this month.
这个月我听到了很多美好的见证，关于我们网校所教导的内容。
How the Lord has shown His light into your hearts.
神是怎样的以他的大光照在你们的心里。
He has done that for me many, many times over.
他很多很多次也这样的坐在我的身上。
And you want to present yourself as an empty vessel for Him to fill you.
你们愿意把自己作为一个倒空的器皿献给他，好让他来充满你们。
What He's speaking into my heart today is that God has a purpose in emptying you.
神今天说在我心里的话语就是，神有一个目的，他倒空你们，有他美好的旨意。
God had a divine purpose from the beginning.
神从起初就有一个神圣的旨意。
He gave Moses the law and the regulations to keep.
他颁布律法给摩西来遵守。
It was supposed to cause them to see their great need of him.
他给摩西律法是要让以色列人看见他们是何等的需要神。
Apostle Paul calls it our schoolmaster.
使徒保罗称律法为我们训蒙的师父。
And when we come to the prophet Ezekiel, we find out that God said, I'm going to put my spirit in you.
当我们来到以西结书，我们看到神说他要把他的心灵放在我们里面。
And he sent his son Jesus for that purpose, to cleanse us from sin.
为了这个目的，他差遣他的爱子耶稣基督来到世上，洗净我们的罪恶。
God cannot abide in us full of sin.
神没有办法住在我们里面，如果我们里面满了罪恶。
Precious blood of Jesus cleansed us from all sin.
主耶稣宝贵的血洁净我们脱离一切的罪。
And then he wants to give us his Holy Spirit in order to save us from ourselves.
然后他也要赐给我们他的圣灵，好救我们脱离己。
Even though we've been cleansed from sin, we find out we have a very strong self-life.
虽然我们已经从罪里得洁净，但是我们发现我们的己生命还是很强壮。
So, as you have been hearing, the great need this month to empty yourself.
所以正像你们这个月所听到的教导，我们有极大的需要来倒空自己。
Put yourself on the altar.
把己放在祭坛上面。
When there's a sacrifice on the altar, the fire from heaven falls.
当祭牲摆放在祭坛上，天上就有火降下。
And God's great purpose is not to leave you empty, but to fill you with himself.
神美好的旨意不是让我们就留在那里空空的，他是要把他自己来充满我们。
So as we go through the emptying process, we should be full of joy.
所以当我们经历这一系列倒空的过程，我们应当满了欢喜。
When we discover God is working to make an eternal change within us,
当我们发现神正在完成一个永恒的工作，在我们的里面改变我们。
He doesn't leave us empty.
他没有把我们留在倒空的状态。
He comes in a rushing mighty wind by the power of the Holy Spirit and fills us with himself.
他借着圣灵的大能快快地临到我们，以他自己来充满我们。
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah, 归给羔羊。
Jesus purchased our victory on Calvary's cross.
主耶稣在加略山的十字架上为我们买赎了他的得胜。
He overcame the flesh and hell and the devil.
他胜过了肉体、地狱和魔鬼。
And he is our victory today.
He 就是我们今天的得胜。
He comes to fill us with his own life.
他来了，以他自己的生命充满我们。
Oh, glory to his name.
哦，荣耀归给他的名。
So it's a time to rejoice, a time to praise him.
所以这是喜乐的时刻，是赞美他的时刻。
Don't look at your own self. Look at him.
不要看你的自己，要来注视他。
And we are believing even this morning, this evening for you, that he wants to pour out his spirit upon us.
我们相信今天早上对你们来说是晚上，他要把他的圣灵浇灌在我们当中。
Hallelujah. Sister Alice has a song to encourage us.
圣秋姐妹有一首歌要来鼓励我们。
To bring our empty vessel to Jesus.
把我们倒空的器皿带在耶稣的面前。
I'll tell you more about her song after she sings and prays for us this morning. Sister Alan.
当她唱诗赞美以后，我们会更多的分享这首诗歌。
哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美主。哈利路亚， 你是否已长久渴慕得到祝福满福分，今就在你心情住，何不按照主话来的福神应许的圣灵，如当日无寻祝福。现在主要充满你心直到满意，正如主神圣吩咐，将亲民多多腾出。现在主要充满你心直到满意，充满圣灵和能力。带上你刀空的器皿，借助宝血的洁净，来把你这穷乏人前辈夫妇神宝座前，一心奉献成为神，直到神灵冲上情。现在主要充满你心直到满，正如主神圣吩咐，将亲民多多腾出。现在主要充满你心直到满，充满圣灵和能力。主恩好比无限高，有情到充满其命令，他还仍然不要赢，要造福的宝贵应许，将身高有余能力，今日充满其命令。现在主要充满你心直到满，正如主神圣吩咐，将其名多多腾出。现在主要充满你心直到满，充满圣灵和能力。现在主要充满你心直到满，正如主神圣吩咐，将亲民多多腾出。现在主要充满你心直到满，充满圣灵和能力。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。哦，赞美你，我们的主，他现在就要来充满我们的心，而且要直到满意出来。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。哦，我们真的是要带着一个空的器皿，哦，来到主的身旁，就是俯伏在他的宝座面前，哦，将自己来奉献在他的面前，哦，让主自己来充满，来浇灌，来洁净我们。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。也愿我们这个器皿更多的，哦，这样腾出，好使主能够充满。因为如果我们自己仍旧还是满了自己，神无法来充满我们，唯有更多的倒空，倒空自己。哈利路亚，主啊，我们说我们需要你。哦，主啊，让你的圣灵现在就来充满我们，充满我们，直到满意出来。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。哦，更多的充满，更多的浇灌。谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
Glory, hallelujah,
hallelujah. 荣耀，哈利路亚。
Glory to the Lamb.
荣耀归给羔羊。
Oh, glory to the Lamb.
荣耀归给羔羊。
Sir Leon.I seem to feel you have a prayer too.
丰年牧师是否要祷告？
哈利路亚，哈利路亚！哦，亲爱的主，更多的充满我们的心，圣灵啊，这个时候充满每一颗倒空的心。主啊，我们愿意为你，愿意因为爱你而愿意倒空自己。 主，我们自己做不到，我们只能够把自己献在这个祭坛上，求圣灵来在我们的里面更多的塑造我们。主啊，帮助我们。哦，我们需要你，耶稣，我们真的需要你。哦，主啊，把我们做的，把我们倒空的更谦卑，让我们知道我们何等的需要你。除你以外，我们别无依靠。哦，主啊，谢谢你这样的爱我们，因为你自己要来充满我们的心，因为你要把你自己完完全全的给我们。主啊，帮助我们，今天帮助我们明白为什么我们需要倒空，因为我们愿意让哦圣灵更多的充满我们，哦让主完完全全的得着我们这个人。哦，现在不是我活着，乃是基督在我里面活。哦主啊，我愿意死。哦圣灵啊，充满我们这个时候。主啊，今天我们愿意在你面前，主啊，我们必须向己死，向己倒空。圣灵啊，你就充满我们，你就占有我们，你就期待一切圣灵更多的充满今天这个时刻，对我们说话。哦，对我们说话，我们谦卑在你面前，我们何等的需要你，我们感谢你，感谢你，感谢你的爱，因为你爱我们爱到这样。哦，要完完全全得着我们这个人，我们感谢你，感谢你，我们把荣耀都归给你，把今天一切的分享都归给你。哦主啊，跟我们说话。哦，谢谢你，我们感谢祷告，那是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。阿们，
阿们，
阿们，
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚 ，Glory to God， 哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，荣耀归给神。
This is the day the Lord has made.
这是耶和华所定的日子。
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
我们要在其中高兴欢喜。
The Lord wants to turn our sorrow, our sadness into great joy.
主要把我们的哀哭变成极大的喜乐。
Well, I want to tell you a little bit about the lady who wrote this hymn.
我想要跟你们分享写这首诗歌的作者。
Her name is Mrs. Morris.
她的名字是莫里斯夫人。
She died before I was born in 1929.
她在1929年就去世了，那时我还没有出生。
She lived in Ohio, even I found out.
我发现她也住在俄亥俄州。
And she wrote something like Charles Wesley. Charles Wesley wrote over 1,000 hymns. She wrote over 1,000 hymns.
就像查尔斯·卫斯理一样，卫斯理写过1000多首圣诗，他也写了1000多首圣诗。
She wrote this one that Alice just sang for us.
他写了这首刚刚圣秋姐妹为我们唱的这首诗歌。
It has such a happy tune.
这首诗歌的调子很欢快。
And when I researched her life story, I found out she also wrote our pilgrim camp song, Holiness Unto the Lord.
当我去搜索关于她生平的故事，我发现他也写了我们营地的主题歌《圣洁归于神》。
Oh, many precious songs that you would know. But impressed me was when she was 50 years old, maybe 10, 12 years before she died, she became blind.
他还写了很多你们知道的宝贵的诗歌，但是使我很感兴趣的是在他去世之前的大概10年，50岁左右，他的眼睛瞎了。
You would think that her ministry was over, but it wasn't.
你会觉得她的事工就此停止了，但是没有。
God gave her these beautiful words and tunes.
神赐给了她这些美好的诗歌和旋律。
And she couldn't write them down, but once a year, her daughter would visit from China. Her daughter was a missionary to China.
她没有办法写下来，但是她的女儿是在去中国的宣教士，她女儿每年会来看望她。
And Mrs. Morris had them so memorized, she could sing them to her word by word and tune by tune.
莫里斯夫人把她的诗歌都记下来了，她就一句一句地唱给她女儿听。
She wasn't even Pentecostal, she was a Methodist.
其实她也不是五旬节派的，她是卫理公会派的。
Born in the 1800s when the Methodist was full of the Holy Spirit.
她是18世纪的人，那时候卫理公会的人也都被圣灵充满。
I thought she would be interested in that because of your being empty during this month, what the Lord has showed you to lay down.
我相信你们会对这首歌感兴趣，因为这个月主一直在倒空你们，向你们显示你们里面的光景。
There are other servants of his that have been through much fire, but they're full of the Holy Spirit.
也有一些其他的神的仆人，他们都被圣灵的火所点燃，他们经历过火的试炼。
Has to go.Has taught you very carefully about the need to be empty.
郭牧师很小心地教导你们何等的需要被圣灵来倒空。
She's given you a lesson my teacher gave me when I was a young girl.
她给你们的功课就是在我是一个小女孩的时候，我的老师所教给我的功课。
The first prayer I was given.Every morning was to pray, Jesus, show me myself the way you see me.
他们教我每天早上这样来祷告，主耶稣，求你让我看见在你眼中我的样子。
And I found out God answers that prayer quickly.
我发现神很快的就垂听这个祷告。
He wants to expose the things in our heart that need to be changed.
他渴望来暴露我们心中那些需要被改变的地方。
Let's turn to our scripture today, 2 Kings chapter 4.
让我们来翻到我们今天的经文，列王记下第四章。
I believe this is what inspired the song.
我相信是这段经文感动了这位诗歌的作者写这首诗。
A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditors are coming to take my two sons to be slaves.
列王记下第四章第一节，有一个先知门徒的妻哀求以利沙说，你仆人我丈夫死了，他敬畏耶和华是你所知道的。现在有债主来，要娶我两个儿子做奴仆。
Ruby, would you read 2 and 3?
我们来读第二节到第三节。伊丽莎问他说，我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我，你家里有什么？他说，婢女家中除了一瓶油之外，没有什么。伊丽莎说，你去向你众邻舍借空器皿，不要少借。
Elisha asked, what do you have? And she said, nothing.
伊丽莎问她说，你有什么？她说，什么都没有。
Do you ever feel like you have nothing?
你有没有感觉到你一无所有呢？
But she did remember she had a jar of oil.
但她记得她是有一瓶油在家里。
And he told her to go and borrow empty vessels.
伊丽莎告诉他去向邻舍借空器皿。
Gather many of them.
要借很多空器皿。
That's where we are today. We are many empty vessels.
那就是我们今天，我们今天也都是很多空的器皿在这里。
Verse 4, when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons, then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full one.
第四节，回到家里，关上门，你和你儿子在里面，将油倒在所有的器皿里，倒满了的放在一边。
I thought that was interesting that she was to shut the door. God works in secret.
我觉得这很有意思，伊丽莎让他关上门，因为神是在暗中工作。
Now Jesus taught us, when you pray to the Father, go in your closet and shut the door.
因为耶稣教导我们，当你向父祷告的时候，要进入内室，关上门。
You pray in secret with the door closed, the Father, our God, will reward us openly.
你关上门，在暗中祷告你在天上的父，父必在明处报答你。
God does a secret work in our hearts.
神在我们的心中做隐秘的工作。
Would you read verse 5 and 6?
我们来读第五节到第六节。于是妇人离开以利沙去了，关上门，自己和儿子在里面。儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油，器皿都满了。他对儿子说，再给我拿器皿来。儿子说，再没有器皿了，油就止住了。
She was obedient. She did exactly what the prophet told her to do.
她很顺服，她完全按照先知所指示的去做了。
And if you read 7,
第七节，妇人去告诉神人，神人说，你去卖油还债，所剩的你和你儿子可以靠着度日。
There's an overflowing supply.
神的供应源源不绝。
Not just enough to pay the debt, but enough to live on.
不单是足够他还债，而且他还可以靠着度日。
I'm sure that impressed her sons as well as herself.
我相信这使他的儿子和他自己都感到很惊讶。
God is so faithful.
神是何等的信实。
Every need we have, we can bring to him.
我们每一个需要都可以带到他的面前。
He brings something out of nothing.
他使无变有。
He created the whole world out of nothingness.
他从一无所有里造出了整个世界。
He can fill our emptiness.
他也可以充满我们的虚空。
You probably remember the other story about vessels is in the Gospel of John, chapter 2.
你们也可能记得在约翰福音第二章有另外一个倒空的器皿的故事。
There is a wedding in Canaan of Galilee, and Jesus was invited with his mother to the wedding.
在加利利的迦拿有一个婚宴，耶稣和他的母亲也被邀请来到这个婚宴。
And the mother of Jesus said they have no wine.
耶稣的母亲说他们没有酒了。
Now, why did she say that to Jesus?
她为什么对耶稣这样说呢?
She had lived with Jesus, and there might have been many times when they lacked something, and Jesus filled that need.
她一直跟耶稣生活在一起，有很多的时候，当他们缺少一些东西，主耶稣就会满足他们的需要。
But Jesus wasn't eager to answer. He said, "My hour is not yet come."
但主耶稣并没有急着答应他。他说，我的时候还没有到。
But Mary told the servants a very good word. She says, "Whatever he says, do it."
但玛利亚对佣人说了一句很好的话，她说她告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Would you read verse 6?
第六节，照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。
And Jesus said, fill the water pots with water.
耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水。
And they filled him to the brim.
他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
And then they were to take it to the master of the feast.
然后他们就送给管宴席的。
And you know what happened? It was most precious wine.
你们知道发生了什么？水就变成了最宝贵的酒。
It was better than the first wine they had.
比他们刚上来的酒还要好。
And this is the very beginning of Jesus' miracle.
这就是耶稣所行的头一件神迹。
And he still wants to turn water into wine.
他今天仍然渴望把水变成酒。
And these vessels, these water pots were empty.
这些石缸，这些器皿都是倒空的。
Just like we feel so empty.
就像我们今天感觉我们自己何等的虚空，一无所有。
When they poured in the water, they filled it right to the brim.
当他们把水倒满，一直倒到缸口。
You may say, well, I've already had the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
你可能会说，我已经受过圣灵的洗。
But he wants to fill us to the brim so it overflows.
但他要把圣灵充满我们，直到满意。
It'll bring life to those around us.
就给我们周围的人带来生命。
I thought that was interesting that his very first miracle, he's talking about vessels that needed to be filled.
我觉得这很有意思，他所行的第一件神迹就讲到一个器皿需要被充满。
Reminded me of what Jesus said about himself in the 5th chapter of John.
这使我想起主耶稣在约翰福音怎样讲到他自己。约翰福音第五章。
He said, I can of myself do nothing.
他说我凭着自己不能做什么。
As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me.
他说，我怎么听见，就怎么审判。我的审判也是公平的，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。
Jesus always claimed that he could do nothing apart from the Father.
主耶稣常常地宣称，他离了父，自己不能做什么。
He said, the Father works, and so I work with him.
他说，我父做事直到如今，我也跟他一起做事。
Now if we turn over back to Luke's Gospel.
我们现在翻到路加福音。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
第四章第一节。
This is after he was baptized.
这是耶稣被圣灵充满以后。
Jesus is filled with the Holy Spirit.
耶稣受水洗以后被圣灵充满。
And he returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野。
And he was tempted 40 days by the devil.
40天受魔鬼的试探。
Jesus was hungry.
耶稣饿了。
He had 40 days of fasting.
他禁食了40天。
Himself wanted to eat.
他的己生命想要吃东西。
But he said, refuse the devil's temptation and said, man does not eat by bread alone.
但他拒绝了魔鬼的试探，他说人活着不是单靠食物。
And then the devil tempted him about the glory of all the kingdoms of the world would be his.
然后魔鬼试探他，告诉他天下万国的荣华权柄都可以属于他。
Well, you know, the natural self-life wants glory and praise.
你知道天然的己生命渴望得到荣耀和称赞。
He refused it. He refused self-authority.
他也拒绝了，他拒绝了己的权柄。
He was tempted to prove he was the Son of God.
他也被试探，要来证明他是神的儿子。
But he left that to God to honor him in his own time.
但他没有，他让神在他自己的时间来尊荣神。
In verse 14, we find after the temptation that he returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee.
在第十四节，我们发现他经过魔鬼的试探以后，满有圣灵的能力，回到加利利。
He was filled with the Spirit.
他满了圣灵。
Oh, it's so wonderful that the Spirit wants to fill us more and more.
这是何等的美好，圣灵要更多更多的充满我们。
Later in that chapter, we read that Jesus read from the book of Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me."
这段圣经后面告诉我们，主耶稣在读以赛亚的经文，他说：“主的灵在我身上。”
God had anointed him.
神用膏膏了他。
If we look closely, we see that his faithfulness.In emptying himself during that time of temptation.
如果我们仔细地看，我们就发现他在被试探的时刻忠心地倒空自己。
The result was he was more filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
结果就是被圣灵的能力更加地充满。
So every time we overcome our self-life,
所以我们每一次胜过我们的己生命。
And we say yes to Jesus instead of yes to our own self-life.
我们对耶稣说是，而不是对自己的己生命说是。
We too will be able to sense the new power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们也能够感受到圣灵高抹的能力。
Jesus is our beautiful example.
主耶稣是我们美好的榜样。
And then before Jesus, we turn to Acts chapter 1.
我们现在翻到《使徒行传》第一章。
This is after the resurrection and Jesus is about to be ascending to heaven.
这是当主耶稣复活以后，升天以前。
He had walked with the disciples for 40 days.
他已经与门徒们一起行走四十天。
And he told them, "Don't leave Jerusalem. Wait for the promise of the Father."
他告诉门徒们不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的。
After Jesus' final emptying of himself in the Garden of Gethsemane and on the cross at Calvary.
经过主耶稣在克西马尼园和加略山的十字架上最后的倒空。
God raised him from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit.
神以圣灵的大能使他从死里复活。
And through the Holy Spirit, he gave commandments to the apostles he had chosen.
借着圣灵，他向他所拣选的门徒发命令。
And this is one of the commands he gave them. Wait for the promise of the Father.
这就是他给门徒们的命令之一，要等候父所应许的。
That promise God made way back in Ezekiel, I'm going to put my spirit upon you.
这就是神在以西结的时候所赐下的应许，我要把一个心灵放在你们的里面。
Jesus paid the price for that promise to become a reality.
主耶稣已经为这应许付上了代价，使它得以应验。
And then we look over at chapter 2 of Acts, and we see verse 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们来到第二章第四节，就可以看到他们就都被圣灵充满。
They began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
I claim that for us today.That we all will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们今天也要来宣告这个应许，我们都要被圣灵充满。
Those 10 days of waiting and emptying themselves, no doubt they remembered how unfaithful and cowardly they were.
在那十天等候和倒空自己的日子里，毫无疑问的，他们会想起自己是多么的不忠心、胆怯。
Maybe they thought of how they didn't believe his word when he spoke to them before going to the cross.
也许他们会想起主在十字架之前对他们所说的话，他们都没有相信。
It must have made them realize how self-confident they had been.
这一定使他们意识到他们以前是多么的自信。
Even as Peter said, I'll never forsake you, I'll never deny you.
就像彼得所说的，我绝不会离弃你，我绝不会否认你。
But now, before Pentecost is poured out, they came to realize without him, we can do nothing at all.
现在在五旬节圣灵浇灌之前，他们实在认识到，离了他，我们什么都不能做。
That's what you've been doing.They did it for 40 days walking with him.
这也是你们所经历的，他们与耶稣同行40天之久。
They know he wanted them to go and preach the gospel, but they realized that without him, they didn't have the power to do it.
他们知道主耶稣要他们去传福音给万民听。但他们知道离了圣灵的能力，他们什么都不能做。
And after those 10 days of waiting in God's presence,
经过十天在神同在里的等候，
God's clock struck and he poured out his spirit on all of them.
神的时钟敲响了，他就浇灌下他的圣灵在所有人身上。
I told Sister Ruth, grow that. I love the last chapter of this waiting on God and emptying ourselves.
我跟郭牧师分享说，我非常喜欢我们倒空自己的最后一堂课。
There's a great purpose God has in mind.
因为神在我们的生命里有他美好的旨意。
He wants to bring us into the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
他要带我们进入圣灵的膏抹里。
He wants to exchange our nothingness for his mightiness.
他要让我们的一无所有跟他来交换，换来他的丰满。
Paul wrote about it to the Ephesians chapter 3.
保罗在以弗所书第三章写道，
He said, according to the riches of his glory, they were strengthened with might through the Spirit in the inner man.
他说，按着他荣耀的丰盛，借着他的灵，使你们里面的人刚强起来。
That Christ might dwell in their hearts through faith.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
They would know the love of Christ which passes knowledge.
好让你们明白基督的爱是过于人所能测度的。
And that we may be filled with all the fullness of God.
便叫神一切所充满的充满了我们。
Wonderful promises.
多么美好的应许。
This has been a great time to discover how empty we are.
这是一个非常重要的时刻，我们来发现我们自己是多么的虚空。
It takes the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to see ourselves the way we really are.
我们需要圣灵来开我们的眼睛，让我们看见我们自己的本相。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul writes to the Corinthians, chapter 4.
在哥林多后书第四章，保罗写给哥林多人的书信。
For it is, verse 6, I'm reading.
哥林多后书第四章第六节。
For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神。
I thought that should be, for it is God. No, but the word is, it is the God. That's because, that's to remind us, the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness when he created the world. That same God is the one who has shown light in our hearts.
在英文里我以为就是提到神，但是他说的是那一位神，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，是同样一位在创造世界的时候创造光的那一位神。
He has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
他已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
A God that's all powerful.
他是全能的神。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
我们有这宝贝在瓦器里。
That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
We're hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住。
We are perplexed, but not in despair.
心里作难，却不致失望。
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
遭逼迫，却不被丢弃。
Or struck down, but not.Destroyed,
打倒了却不致死亡。
Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may be manifest in our mortal flesh.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
It is the searchlight of His presence that exposes our self-light.
是他同在的大光，搜寻暴露我们一切的己生命。
When we wait in His presence, that's when He begins to let His light shine into the deep recess of our heart.
当我们在他的同在里等候，在那样的时刻，他同在的大光照进我们里面一切的黑暗和隐秘处。
Sometimes our first reaction is to hide from such a sight of ourselves.
有时候我们的第一反应是隐藏起来，不愿意看见自己的本相。
But as we come before the Lord, we realize He knows all about us and has loved us.
但当我们来到主面前，我们知道他完全了解我们，他一直爱我们。
And he's waited, sometimes he's waited for years to show us our self-light so that he can change us from glory to glory into his own image.
他一直在等着，有的时候要等好几年，要向我们显示我们的己生命，好让他来荣上加荣地改变我们，成为他自己的形象。
Pastor Chow recommended that all leaders, and I think students too, would profit by reading Radiant Glory.
周牧师曾经建议所有的领袖，我想所有的学员们也一样，来读《荣耀的光辉》这本书。
That's the life story of Martha Wing Robinson.
那是罗宾森师母的传记。
Mrs. Robinson went through many lessons when the Lord began to deal with her about being emptied of self.
刘炳森师母学了很多倒空自己的功课，主一直在这个点上对付他。
Chapter 22 is entitled In God's Training School.
在中文版的第十九章，它的题目是在上帝的训练学校里。
That's what I just thought of how our e-school has, the JMI e-school is a training school.
我刚刚想到我们 JMI 的网校也是一个上帝的训练学校。
The students and teachers and leaders are all in training.
我们的学员们、领袖们和所有的老师们都在接受训练。
And we learn from one another.
我们彼此学习。
How it's a blessing to the teacher was sharing that so many were convicted in their life of their self.
老师们也得到何等的祝福，当我们看到这么多的学员被圣灵光照，光照他们的己生命。
Well, in this chapter 22, you will read how Mrs. Robinson became an empty vessel.
在这一章里，你会读到罗炳森师母怎样成为一个倒空的器皿。
And how God allowed many situations in her life to empty her of self.
还有神怎样许可许多的环境临到她的生命，好倒空她的己。
This is one of her quotes. We discover there is much of flesh, of self, left in one who's cleansed of sin by the blood of Jesus.
这段话是引用他所说的，当一个人的罪被主耶稣的宝血洗洁净以后，我们发现还有很多肉体和己生命存留在他里面。
Our own opinion, so wise, our own plans, our own ways, also wise and sensible, and better than anyone else's, have to be laid down.
我们自以为聪明的意见，我们的计划，自己的方式，看起来多么明智合理，比别人的意见都更高明，这些都要放下。
This is what Paul meant when he said, I die daily.
这就是保罗所说的，我天天冒死。
You remember in the book of Acts, Paul had different desires to go here and to go there.
你记得在使徒行传里，保罗有很多次的愿望要到这里，到那里去服侍。
But the Holy Spirit stopped him.
但圣灵禁止了他。
And he was not permitted to go to certain places.
他不被许可到某些地方去。
But then, God showed him to go to Macedonia.
但后来主向他指示要去马其顿。
That even meant going into prison in Philippi.
那就意味着后来到腓立比的监狱去。
But he followed the leading of the Holy Spirit.
但他跟随了圣灵的带领。
And you remember the great story. He was in prison and he began to praise the Lord and sing hymns to the Lord.
你们记得那个美好的故事，当他被下在监里，在夜半时分，他开始唱诗赞美神。
That's when his feet were in stocks and he was in pain.
他的双脚上了木狗，他非常的疼痛。
But God sent an earthquake and opened all the doors of the prison.
但神让地大震动，把所有的监门打开，把锁链脱落。
And he used that situation to save the jailer and his whole family.
神使用这个环境来拯救禁足和他的全家。
And it no doubt was the beginning of the church in Philippians.
毫无疑问，这也是腓立比的教会怎样开始建立的。
And we have that wonderful book that he wrote. of Philippians while he was in prison.
我们就有了这本他在监狱里写的美好的书信《腓立比书》。
We can't look at things in the natural.
我们常常在天然的境界里看事情。
Sometimes it comes to us as it'd be a good idea to do this and that and the other.
常常我们会说这是一个好主意，我们来做这件事情或者那件事情。
And what would be best for us to do?
我们应当做的最好的事情是
But when we come and lay it before Jesus and wait for the leading of the Holy Spirit, He makes it plain to us.
当我们来到他的面前等候他把所有的一切在圣灵里交给他，他就把一切显明给我们看。
And we learn to wait for His
我们就学习等候他的话语。
Sit still until.
要安静地坐下，直到。
He says go.
直到他说去。
And that's the blessed life of being led by His Spirit.
这就是蒙圣灵引导的蒙福的生命。
I remember when Jesus first began to show me myself the way He saw me.
我记得当主耶稣最开始向我显示他眼中我自己的样子时。
I was tempted to be so discouraged.
我被试探非常的灰心失望。
I gave my heart to Jesus at a young age.
我很年轻的时候就把心献给了耶稣。
And while still a teenager, I responded to his will to train in a faith home for ministry.
我十几岁的时候就回应他的呼召到信心家庭受训。
And my teacher gave me this prayer. Ask Jesus to show you yourself the way he sees you.
当我老师教我这样祷告说请求耶稣向你显示他眼中你真实的样子。
Oh, I began to see in my daily life all the places that were so wretched.
Oh, 我就在日常生活中每一天看到很多的地方我是何等的败坏。
I couldn't believe it. I said, woe is me, I'm undone.
我没有办法相信，我说祸灾，我灭亡了。
That's what Isaiah said when he saw the Lord. He said, woe is me, I'm undone.
那就是以赛亚看见主的时候他说的，他说祸灾，我灭亡了。
In my late 30s, I had another sight of myself, and I cried to Jesus, do you still want me?
在我三十多岁时，我又有一次对己的看见，我对主说，主耶稣，你还要我吗？
I was on my face, weeping in the carpet.
我把脸伏在地毯里哭泣。
And he responded quickly and spoke into my heart, more than ever.
他很快的就回应了对我的心说，比以往更要你。
It doesn't matter how self-centered we are, how wicked we see ourselves in our pride. He knew it all along.
不管我们觉得自己多么的邪恶，我们看见自己里面有多么的败坏，自我中心和骄傲，他一直都了解我们。
Even when Peter denied him, he looked at him in love.
即使当彼得否认他的时候，他也在以爱的眼神看着彼得。
When the Lord spoke to me,that he wanted me more than ever.
当主对我说他比以往更加的要我。
Oh, what wonderful words that comforted my heart.
Oh, 这是何等美好的话语安慰了我的心。
I realize his love is from everlasting to everlasting.
我认识到他的爱是从亘古直到永远的。
He was showing me my great need of him.
他在向我显示我对他极大的需要。
He is the one who could free and deliver me.
他是那一位能够释放我得自由的。
He alone has all power to change me.
唯有他有能力改变我。
And he's so willing to do it as we bow before him.
而且当我们俯伏在他面前的时候，他何等乐意这样做。
I'm very grateful that during that period I had a teacher that taught me to praise the Lord.
我非常的感恩，在那段时间，我的老师教导我来赞美神。
Even before I prayed about the things Jesus wanted me to be set free from, I would begin by praising the Lord.
即使在我祷告，求神来释放我脱离一切捆绑之前，我要先开始来赞美他。
Praise brings the victory every time.
赞美每一次都带来得胜。
We can raise our hand and say, "Thank you, Jesus, for showing me."
我们可以举起我们的手，对他说：“主耶稣，谢谢你向我显示。
”Thank you for letting your light shine upon me.
谢谢你让你的光照在我身上。
Oh, Jesus, change me.
哦，主耶稣，你来改变我。
Set me free.
释放我得自由。
Deliver me.
释放我。
I give you all the glory. I give you all the praise. I give you all the honor.
我把所有的荣耀、赞美、尊荣都归给你。
Oh, we have a wonderful Savior.
哦，我们有一位奇妙的救主。
He wants to do a deeper work in us.
他渴望在我们的里面做更深的工作。
He has a great purpose in showing us ourselves.
他向我们显示我们的己生命有他美好的旨意。
He wants us to be filled with himself.
他要我们被他自己来充满。
With Christ living within us by the power of the Holy Spirit.
好让基督借着圣灵的大能住在我们里面。
主 watch our sheen.
主活在我心。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, we love you.
哦，主耶稣，我们爱你。
We want you to live out your life in us.
我们渴望你在我们里面活出你自己。
We want you to make the great change.
我们渴望你来做那大改变。
For it's no longer I, but Christ living in me.
不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Lord, we know eternity's years are yours. And you move in a great calm.
主，我们知道永恒的岁月属于你，你在永恒的寂静中行动。
Keep working in us every day.
每一天继续在我们生命里工作。
We ask it for your glory.
我们为着你的荣耀而恳求。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For several weeks, these words have been coming to me from Radiant Glory, so I finally found it and I want to read it to you.
最近这几个礼拜，这些话语从《荣耀的光辉》这本书一直不断地来到我的心里，所以我想跟你们读一下。
If we looked at Jesus more,
如果我们多多地注视耶稣。
And ourselves and our friends and our trials and our failures.
而少注视我们自己，我们的朋友，临到我们的试炼，我们的失败。
And conditions of life and the world and the flesh and devil less.
生活状况，世界，肉体，魔鬼。
We would reflect his image more and more.
我们会越来越多地反映他的形象。
And the hardness and impurity and temper and selfishness would fade away.
并且我们的冷酷、不洁、脾气、自私会消失。
there would be tenderness and purity and gentleness and love. Just take their places, changing from glory to glory.
而代之以亲切、纯洁、温柔、仁爱，变得荣上加荣。
Lord Jesus, we thank you, we thank you.
哦，主耶稣，我们感谢你。
That scripture, that's what it tells us in Corinthians, by beholding him, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory.
那就是哥林多后书的经文所告诉我们的，借着注视他，我们就被改变成他的形状，荣上加荣。
He transforms us by his spirit.
他以他的圣灵改变我们，变化我们。
So as you continue seeking the Lord to empty you,
所以当你继续地寻求主来倒空你自己
and desiring that he take the place in you that are self-occupied,
渴慕着他来代替你生命中己的位置
that you remember to keep your eyes on him,
你要记得一直地把眼目专注在他身上。
Don't let the devil defeat you by discouragement.
不要让仇敌打败你，以他的失望灰心打败你。
The God of creation is all powerful.
创造世界的主是蛮有能力的。
He can change your heart.
他可以改变我们的心。
He can breathe upon us by his spirit.
他可以以他的灵向我们吹气。
And we'll never be the same.
我们就跟以前再也不一样了。
And he does that. As you wait in his presence, you have learned to wait. Wait looking at him.
当你在他的同在里等候他的时候，他就这样做。你们一直都在学习等候他。
And allow him to do the work.
许可他来做改变的工作。
He began a good work in you. He's able to complete it.
他已经在你们里面开始了他的善工，他也能够成全这工。
You know another hymn writer, A.B. Simpson.
你知道另外一个圣诗的作者宣信博士。
He said, "Some of Christ and some of me."
他有一首诗说，一部分基督，一部分自己。
And then he started less of self and more of you.
然后就进展到更少的己，更多的你。
And as each verse goes along, he finally comes to say, none of self and all of thee.
当这首诗歌来到最后，他说，没有己，唯有你。
The more we fall in love with Jesus, the more we want all of you, Jesus, and none of me.
我们越多的爱上耶稣，我们就越多的进到这种地步，不再有自己，唯有你。
Oh, that he would create a greater love for him.
哦，愿他在我们里面制造极大的渴慕，来爱他自己。
Fall in love with Jesus.
爱上耶稣。
God loves looking at his son.
神喜爱看他自己的爱子。
He said, in my son, I am well pleased.
他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
That's another hymn that has often blessed me. God in heaven has a treasure.
另外一首圣诗也非常的祝福我，神在天上有一宝藏。
That treasure is his son.
这宝藏就是他的爱子。
But he has another treasure here on earth to see his son in us.
但他在地上有另外一个宝藏，就是在我们的里面看见他爱子的形象。
That hymn was written in the 1700s.
这首诗是在17世纪写成的。
But it ends with this phrase, oh, to be but emptier, lowlier.
他以这些话结束， 他说愿耳更加倒空平庸。
Mean, unnoticed, unknown.
更卑微，隐蔽无名。
And to God, a vessel holier.
但更圣洁，做神器皿。
Filled with Christ and Christ alone.
唯有基督充满你的里面。
Be of good cheer.
要勇敢。
Realize that every time the Lord humbles you in some way,
要意识到每一次主在借着不同的方式来倒空你的时候，
That's an opportunity for Christ to take more possession of you.
就是一个机会让基督更多的在你里面占有你。
Some people he humbles us through trials from one another.
对于有些人，他借着我们彼此人际关系的试炼来降卑我们。
One saint said, "Don't look at the instrument God uses to put you to death."
有一个圣徒说，不要看神手中所使用的致死你的器皿。
Another comment was.Maybe he's using you to put somebody else to death.
另外一句话说，也许神在使用你把别人致死。
Don't look at the instrument he uses. Just be glad that he is bringing you to let go of self.
不要看神手中所使用的器皿，只要高兴欢喜，他正在使用别人把你的己生命致死。
That Christ might be all and in all.
好让基督成为一切的一切。
That's when you'll be full of great joy.
那是你要充满极大的喜乐。
I heard about a testimony someone gave in a church in Illinois. They said, I'm dead. I've died. I'm dead.
我在伊利诺州的一个教会听到这样一个见证，有一个人在教会做见证说，我已经死了，我已经死了。
They were shouting in the meeting, I died to self.
他们在聚会中说，我已经向己死了。
But afterwards, at the faith home, when we left the meeting, one of the trainees, one of the students said to,Mrs. Judd, did you hear that talk? They said they died. They died already to self.
聚会以后，我们新兴家庭的服侍人员就对翟师母说，你有没有听到呢？在聚会中有人做见证说他已经向己死了。
Mrs. Judd answered and said,Dead people don't talk.
詹师母就回答说，死人是不会说话的。
Mrs. Judd is the one who trained Hans Waldvogel, who started Pilgrim Camp and the work in New York. She taught him.
詹师母训练了吴老牧师，他开始了纽约的营地。
When we're dying, we don't need to broadcast it to everybody.
当我们死的时候，我们不需要做广告告诉每一个人。
And don't look at the instrument God uses. Maybe it's your husband. Maybe it's your wife.
也不要看神手中所使用的器皿，不要看，也许是你的丈夫、你的妻子。
Maybe it's your best friend.
也许是你最好的朋友。
Or maybe it's a physical difficulty.
也许是你身体的难处。
Like the hymn writer.
就像这首圣诗的作者莫里斯夫人。
The last 10 years or so of her life, she was totally blind.
在她生命的最后十年，她完全的失明了。
But it didn't keep the song out of her heart.
但他的失明没有掩盖住他心中的赞美诗歌。
another song she wrote that you might remember. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord.
另外一首诗歌它是写的你们都很熟悉。Oh, 耶稣耶稣我的性命。
Mrs. Chow, Sister Nancy, love that. Your gracious smile is my reward.
周师母非常喜欢这首歌，你的笑容是我奖赏。
I'm in love with Jesus.
爱上耶稣。
And self will wilt.
己就会消失。
More love for you, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们要更多的爱你。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask Alice to sing this again, and then Pastor Ruth would dismiss us. Alice, would you sing again?
Okay.Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
你是否已长久渴慕得着祝福满福分，今就在你心庆祝。何不按照主话来的福神应许的圣灵，如当日无寻祝福。现在主要从门铃心直到门铃，正如主神神吩咐，将亲民都多探出。现在主要从门铃心直到门铃，充满神灵和能力。带上你掏空的亲民，借助宝血的洁净，来把你这穷乏人前辈夫妇神宝座前一心奉献成为神，直到神灵从上倾。现在主要从门你心直到门里，正如主神神吩咐，将亲密都多腾出。现在主要从门你心直到门里，充满神灵和能力。主恩好比无限高，有情道充满奇秘，他爱仍然不摇曳。要造福的宝贵允许将身高有余能力，记忆充满奇秘。现在主要充满你心直到门，正如主神神吩咐，将亲民多多腾出。现在主要充满你心直到门，充满神灵和能力。现在主要充满你心直到门，正如主神神吩咐，将亲民多多腾出。现在主要充满你心直到门，充满神灵和能力。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
Sister Ruth，
请郭牧师为我们祷告。
阿拉巴山的。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，主耶稣，我们感谢你，赞美你，赞美你。你来不只为我们死在十字架上，流出你的宝血赎我们的罪，使我们有份可以成为神的儿女。你更大的目的是要用火跟圣灵来为我们施洗。你要先用火来燃烧我们，焚烧我们，把我们的己烧尽，然后你就要大大的用你自己的生命来充满我们，充满我们。哦，主耶稣，当我们活在黑暗当中，当我们活在自己己里边，我们无法想象我们怎么可以变成耶稣的样式，怎么可能呢？主啊，但是这正是你要做的。我们感谢你，我们
赞美你。你告诉我们，我们必须先倒空自己，先学你的样式，没有自己，只有神的旨意。主啊，当我们愿意这样的时候，我们让圣灵来做，圣灵借着各样的环境来使我们倒空，被倒空，被倒空，然后你自己就不断的要来充满我们，充满我们。主啊，这就是你要做的，特别是在这个月你要做的，你的目的就是快快来，快快来倒空，我要充满你们，我要用自己来充满你们，我要用圣灵大大的来充满你们。你不是一直求吗？一直求圣灵充满吗？你要先来倒空。哦，主啊，我们愿意，我们愿意，我们以前不知道，我们现在知道了。为什么我们一直没有像我自己期盼的被你充满？是因为我里边还有东西没有倒空。我们现在知道了，我们都愿意，我们都来到你的面前，我们求圣灵光照，又光照，再光照，里边还有什么东西是不合你旨意的，是跟你不相称的，是劳主你来充满我们的，我们都愿意，我们已经在做了，已经在让圣灵来光照我们，来倒空我们自己了。主啊，我们现在求你来充满我们，大大的来充满我们。也许我们一天还不干净，我们愿意在你面前一边被倒空，一边来被你充满。主啊，就像相信博士所写的诗歌，我们一开始可能只有一点点的基督，很多的自己，然后基督越来越多，我们自己越来越少。主啊，直到我们向你的呼求，就是像保罗所说的，如今在我里面不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。哦，主耶稣，主耶稣，我们愿意你做到这个地步，求你不要放弃，不要放弃。主啊，我们愿意，你不要放弃，一直做，一直做，一直提醒，一直来倒空我们，一直来充满我们。感谢你，赞美你，赞美你。主，我们愿意花更多的时间安静等候在你面前，让你来光照。主啊，我们一被照到，我们就说，主啊，这个己我不要，你拿走。无论是自怜，无论是自夸，无论是不是你的旨意，只是我们自己的旨意，我们里边有很多自己的计划，自己的自己想要做的事情，主啊，通通拿走，通通拿走，我愿意等候在你的面前，只要你来成就你自己的计划。主啊，我愿意做一个被动的人，只被你来推动，我不要自己先有什么意思要去做什么。主啊，只等你来说去哪里我就去。主耶稣，这是我们在你面前的呼求。哦，主耶稣，主耶稣，照着你原来的目的来照我来做，来坐在我们的身上。主耶稣，你来，你的目的不是要我们仅仅得救，而是要我们满有耶稣，成为耶稣的样式。主耶稣，我们在这里，我们等候你来做，请你不要停止你的工作，一直的做，一直的做。哈利路亚，赞美主。主啊，我们要把器皿腾空又腾空，好让你来充满再充满，这是我们的呼求。感谢赞美主，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿门。哈利路亚。